By the time they felt the rumble and saw the lights, it was too late. Perched high on the trestle train bridge, there was nowhere for them to go. They might have made it out, if only they would have never listened to the Pope Lick Monster's hypnotic call. But before we begin, if you love cryptids and want to learn the full story, both the legends and the facts, delivered as a narrative story, then this guided tour is for you. Span the gap and tap that subscribe, like, or review button, depending on where you watch or listen. Now, hop the fence and get ready. The tour is about to start. I'm Cody, and you're touring cryptids across the Atlas. There's something mysterious and inviting about train tracks. The way they stitch across the countryside, sewn into the landscape. That hypnotic repeating pattern of railroad ties, topped with seemingly infinite lengths of rail, stretching beyond the furthest reaches of our eyesight. Trains are the tool that tamed the new world. They're the arteries that carry life across the wilderness and into the heart of our cities and towns. We carve tunnels through mountains and build bridges across valleys to create a path for these goods to flow. But in between our lamp-lit hubs of commerce we call home is a whole lot of, well, nothing. But human curiosity has never allowed that to stop any of us. If one man blazes a trail, a dozen or more will happily follow it to see where it goes, even if they know it leads directly into the heart of danger. But mystery and folklore often hold a more powerful grasp on our minds than common sense, and no place on the map tells that tale better than a set of train tracks in Pope Lick Park. Pope Lick Park is a beautiful little getaway tucked neatly on the eastern outskirts of the Louisville, Kentucky metro area. With miles of walking trails, playgrounds for the kids, a river to paddle and fish, and plenty of sights to see, there is a ton of outdoor fun to do in this beautiful, family-friendly park. But on the edge of this tamed section of land lies a reminder of a more sinister presence. The signs plastered all along the fence warn of the dangers ahead. People who venture too far down those tracks will often not return. But that doesn't stop them from trying. Just beyond the fence, often bent away by curious onlookers, and just a short hike up the hill, you'll come to a bridge. But this bridge is not intended to be crossed by human feet. The Pope Lick Trestle spans a 772-foot gap, rising 90 feet, or about 8 stories, into the air. And while it's completely safe to drive or walk under this trestle bridge to take in the sight, if the stories are true, you might want to do so during the hours of daylight. And under no circumstances should you venture up top, because the monster who calls this bridge home isn't known for leaving survivors. The circus train wound its way through Fisherville on its way to Louisville for a weekend of performances. The night was dark and the rain fierce, but the tracks guided the train ever onward. As the train neared the Pope Lick Trestle, lightning struck and arched across the rails, blasting away a piece of the track just ahead. There was no time to brake. The train skipped the rail and plummeted off the trestle bridge and into the creek below. Most all of the crew perished on impact. Only a handful of the animals survived. Rescue teams spent all night sorting through the rubble, taking account of everyone and everything that was on board. But a peculiar pattern started to emerge. First, it had seemed as if some of the circus workers had initially survived the crash, as their bodies were found outside the dining car, appearing as if they were crawling away. However, somehow it seemed one of the animals got to them before help came, as arms and legs had been sheared clean off and tossed about in a brutal manner. Second, towards the back of the train and in a car all unto itself, mind you, buried amongst the hay and feed barrels, was this strange single cage. But this cage was kind of unlike all the other animal cages. This one looked more like a prison cell, furnished with wooden cot, straw seat, and a bucket for, well, presumably sanitation purposes. But unlike the rest of the cages they had seen, which were either crushed in under the weight of the collapsed train or mangled in a heap of rubble, This one seemed as if it had been broken apart from the inside, almost as if when the train car shifted, it loosened up those iron bars enough for whoever or whatever was inside to push its way out. And while at first none of this made sense, the journal they would find days later tucked away in the sleeping car would shed a gruesome light on exactly what tricks this circus had up its sleeve. According to the journal, two decades prior, back in the early 1930s, Colonel Beauregard Schildknecht had stopped his circus train one evening near Beltsville, Maryland. The following morning, one of the performers noticed a crate resting outside one of the car's doors. When they pried the box open, inside they found a crying baby boy. But as they took a closer look, they noticed small knots on his head. And when they unwrapped the blanket tucked around his body, they quickly learned that this was no ordinary child. With cloven feet like that of a goat's, and a longer than average chin, this goat child was tossed at the doorstep of the seemingly perfect group to take in a freak. Sadly, the tale goes that as the child grew, he was treated more like a beast than a human. Locked away in a cell in the back and fed leftover scraps, the goat child learned to hate people. And when the opportunity came, that stormy night near the Popelick Trestle, he took his chance, broke free from his cage, and took revenge on all those survivors who had treated him as if he were nothing more than livestock for all those years. Now free, the Popelick Monster, as locals have come to call it, took up residence under and on top of the Popelick Trestle. Now he spends his days chasing down cars at night and mimicking the cries of children to lure people out onto that 90-foot-tall train bridge, where he then gleefully pushes them off the top or places them into a trance with his red glowing eyes to sit there awaiting the impact of the next train. Over the years, locals have told stories of the Popelick Monster terrorizing their cars late at night. One young couple told the local museum owner, Rod Whitenack, an encounter they had one evening as they were leaving the park. As the sun was setting, they were driving under the trestle to head home when a man with large horns and cloven feet jumped from under the bridge and grabbed for their car door handle, ripping it clean off. They floored it, quickly getting up to around 60 miles per hour. The monster was just barely falling out of pace alongside their speeding car. Another similar local story tells of a young man who encountered the Popelick Monster as he drove under the trestle, where the creature lunged and slashed at the side of his car before jumping onto his windshield. He slammed his gas pedal down and heard the sound of claws tumbling across the roof as he sped off. And while these creepy tales of Goatman encounters are enough to cause a bit of a stir, they pale in comparison to the very real horrors that have taken place 90 feet above. The tale of a cryptid creature escaping a circus train isn't exactly fresh. If you remember back to episode 5, we covered a similar story of an angry ape that cracked out of his cage down in Chattawa, Mississippi. Heck, goatmen aren't a new tale either. In episode 34, we covered the Lake Worth Monster, a similarly terrorizing goatman down in Texas. But what does make this tale unique is the very real list of deaths that this monster has supposedly left in its wake. See, the Popelick Trestle Bridge isn't a place to mess around. First off, while it gives off the appearance of being decommissioned due to the rust and all the old-timey vibe it has, the Popelick Trestle is actually still used by trains multiple times a day. Second, the supposed walkway across the bridge isn't a walkway at all. As a matter of fact, the bridge is just barely wide enough to fit the train tracks, with sides of the train left hanging over both edges. And with trains often traveling across the bridge at around 35 miles per hour, coupled with the 720-ish span of the bridge, getting caught on this track is nothing to play around with. Numerous people have lost their lives on the Popelick Trestle. In 1985, John K. List ventured out on the track while shooting at crows. A Southern Railroad Company train turned the corner, and despite only being 30 foot from the trestle's entrance, John couldn't outrun the barreling hunk of steel. 19-year-old David Wayne Bryant was out on the tracks in 1986 when he noticed a train coming right at him. He leapt from the trestle to dodge the oncoming train and was rushed to receive medical help, but months later in May of 1987, he passed due to the complications from his injuries. Later in 1987, 17-year-old Jack Baum II was struck and killed by a train while trying to cross the trestle. 5 years later, in 1992, 19-year-old Grady, a student at Miami University, was visiting the area and ventured out onto the tracks. At around 1:45 a.m., he saw the lights of an approaching train and, in an attempt to escape, hung himself out over the edge of the tracks by holding on to one of the edges of a railroad tie. Tragically, he lost his grip and fell to his death 90 feet below. In 1995, James Ratterman, aged 35, was using the trestle as a bridge for his ATV, but around halfway across, his ATV flipped, trapping him underneath. Now, miraculously, he didn't fall off the narrow bridge upon wrecking. However, his fortune would soon turn when an oncoming train sealed his fate. 19-year-old Nicole Jewell leapt to her death to avoid an oncoming train in 2000. And the list tragically goes on and on. And while most of these deaths can be chalked up to people putting themselves in a dangerous spot, that doesn't stop the rumors that perhaps they ended up there not out of a careless oversight of their own safety, but rather because of the hypnotic call of a creature with a hatred for humans. And whether the Popelik monster is real or not, we can't deny that the monster has claimed very real, very precious lives. Take the death of Roquel Bain, age 26, as an example. Bain and her boyfriend, David Nee, made the 3-hour drive from Ohio for a local ghost tour. With time to spare before the tour began, they decided to make a detour to the local haunt of the supposed Popelik monster. Ignoring those warning signs, they snuck out to the entrance to the trestle. David later mentioned, "When I saw that bridge, the thing looked so rickety, I thought it was out of service." Hearing the legends of how to summon the monster, one must cross the trestle on foot, the couple began to venture out onto the bridge, but instead of catching a glimpse of the creature, they were met with a terrifying rumble in the tracks, followed by the lights of an oncoming train. Now David, a 6'1" karate instructor, tossed his body over the edge, hanging onto the lip of a railroad tie. But to his horror, when he looked up, he saw Roquel attempting to outrun the oncoming train. "Out of the corner of my eye, I saw her body go flying," David recounted. "It's a nightmare waking up each day and realizing it's not a dream." Fire officials found Roquel's body in a field the following morning on April 23rd, 2016. Even more recently in 2019, 15-year-old Savannah Bright was struck by an oncoming train after attempting to cross the track, supposedly on a dare of bravery or perhaps to summon the creature. Now, the irony in all of this is that many believe the story of the Popelik monster was created to stop people from doing this very thing. Many longtime locals tell stories that were told to them as kids of the Popelik monster and how it was used as a scare tactic to keep them away from this trestle. It seems there just isn't a good solution to keeping people away. After all, they can't just block it off. They already put up fences, but people just go around or under them. Warning signs aren't enough. Criminal prosecution hasn't been successful. There was even once a small platform about halfway down the trestle that could be used as an emergency platform should you find yourself out there and stuck. But that was removed because, at the time, people believed that seeing the landing would encourage people to attempt the journey. But nothing seems to stop people from giving it a go. Even the threat of a dangerous monster only encourages people to attempt this reckless stunt. All of this possibly fueled on by Ron Schiltnick's short film titled The Legend of the Poplik Monster, which premiered on December 29th, 1988. But the truth of the matter is that this whole story is mostly a tall tale to try and keep people safe that has evolved year over year. Need proof? Look at that movie maker's last name I just mentioned, and then refer back to a certain circus conductor of old. See the connection? Now, some speculate there is no keeping people off this bridge. That maybe if they would just put a walking bridge next to or even under it, people would stop using those tracks. Or maybe if they would erect a statue of the Poplik monster as a tourist destination, that would help curb the appeal the trestle seems to have. But the sad truth is, as most cryptid stories tell us, the power of curiosity is one of the most mysterious forces of all. So if you find yourself in Poplik Park, stop by the Poplik Adventure Outpost, grab a selfie with the statue they have of the Poplik monster, go drive under the trestle, and enjoy a day at Poplik Park. But whatever you do, please, please stay off the top of those tracks. Because whether it's a mimicked cry, a hypnotic stare, or just a case of chronic curiosity, whatever it is you let lure you out onto those tracks will place you into a far more serious danger than any goat man ever could. One whose clutches are far less forgiving and whose deep growl is more gutturally terrifying. Cause this very real beast that calls the trestle home cannot and will not stop for you. And you will never outrun the thunderous gallop of a 20,000-ton train. If you love cryptids and want to learn even more about the creatures we just talked about, find us on TikTok or Instagram. Just search username @TheCryptidAtlas. By the way, the episode you just witnessed is both a podcast and YouTube video, so whichever format you prefer, we have you covered. Also, check out our interactive cryptid map to browse the globe and learn about cryptids from your favorite areas. Every single episode we make adds another pin to our map. You can find our social channels, the map, and more at thecryptidatlas.com. And when you find us, be sure to tap that follow button and get in on the action by dropping a comment on our recent videos. If you enjoy this show, consider sharing it on with a friend. And if you listen on Apple or Spotify, consider leaving an honest review to help other listeners know what to expect. Thanks for touring cryptids across the Atlas. Until next time, keep your eyes open. You never know what you might see just on the edge of the road.